folks, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the broadcast. Last day of July 2022. Fascinating. The amount of things that just transpire now doing the show on a weekly basis. It's just very accelerated agenda. They're hitting us with basically all guns blasting right now. The only thing that they're not doing is going kinetic on a large scale, but people are being picked off. A lot of people dying. Just the various morticians all kind of corroborating each other's exploits, if you will, pulling these strange growths out of people's bodies. You know, I sent around a video to some people today talking, I mean, and they're pulling these things out of beating hearts. I mean, this is some stuff, like I told Giuseppe, this is out of John Carpenter's The Thing. Remember The Thing? These guys are down here in Antarctica, and this organic alien monster of some sort starts infesting the bodies of these people. And, you know, towards the end, you get to see it. It's this thing that sucks onto the face of the guy and extends its, I don't want to say tentacles due to the fact that that's like an octopus or something, but it's parts of its body down into the host. It's fascinating. You've got the They Live and you've got The Thing. The thing that we're all dealing with, this parasitic class. And it's not just Jewry. It comprises a large swath of organized Jewry. They've got some people that love playing this game over in Europe. People here, who many of them happen to be Jews. Old Jerry Nadler. You know, I'm watching these clips where they're passing this little assault weapons thing through the house, and Republicans are sitting there saying that, so the objective of this bill is to take normal, you know, everyday weapons out of the hands of law-abiding Americans, and then this little slimy democratic socialist Jew that wears his pants up there at his nipple line, and he craps his pants on stage. I mean, the geriatric scum that runs Congress, they should all be routed out. And he's, you know, there needs to be somebody that does this, you know. Oh, I need to get in the t-shirt game. I really do. Just don't have the time right now, but just people need to come up with good t-shirt designs and be able to get them out there quick. I wish some of the friends of the network, you know, the network could generate some funds this way. Justice for the J6ers. You know, you got all these people over in the MMA, Liverpool types. They're all soccer fans. Justice for the 97, and it talks about all this stuff. And it's like, you guys are worried about the 97 people, blah, blah, blah. But we got hundreds of people locked in gulags right now here in the United States, where they got set up into this honey trap. And there's a good article up on State of the Nation. I wanted to kind of run through a little bit of it. And it's talking about Operation Inauguration. And people kind of went through this back around the time of the stolen election and the beginning of this next phase, let's just say, of the operation. So Operation Inauguration, yes, this is why Team Biden stealthily executed the January 6th scheme against the Patriot Movement. The NWO cabal really had no choice but to stage the January 6th false flag black operation, and I call it a honey trap. They sucked all these people in with the Stop the Steal stuff. And look, they had a legitimate point. Okay, everybody knew Biden couldn't get any 20 people to show up to a rally, and Trump had massive people. And so there's a picture here. Instead of people, the National Mall was filled with around 200,000 flags representing Americans who couldn't attend. Okay, here's why the Democratic Party colluded with the U.S. intel community to deceitfully stage the January 6th Capitol trespass operation. And I would say the dirtbag swaths in the Pentagon as well. Okay, and it's all been outed now that there's a ton of, like I talked about, for how long, sheep dip characters running around on the mall. All right, that day. In the military, you know, certain units get to do all kinds of things here in the continental U.S., even though Posse Comitatus says they shouldn't. But guess what? These guys get sheep dipped right out of military. They get thrown into alphabet agencies as little helpers, and they go back and forth. You know, I've talked about these lieutenant colonels ad nauseum, the Ali Norris, the Michael Aquino's, and the rest of these people right there at the lieutenant colonel level that get, they're doing like way above their pay grade operations because they're doing operations for other parts of the federal government. And then it's this interlocking kind of swapping of people. That's way it's all a kind of a plausible deniability thing. Okay. But anyway, in as much as it has been scientifically proven that election thief Joe Biden never received anywhere near 81.2 million votes, his handlers needed to shut down the 2021 Inauguration Day celebration. But why? Because very few Bidenites would have ever showed up for the inaugural festivities. Like I said, he couldn't even get anybody to show up to a rally. They had him in his basement during the whole time. Didn't even campaign. I mean, we all have goldfish memories, but we've got to kind of hearken back to remember the goofiness of the 2020 election due to the fact that the COVID operation was steaming full speed ahead while Operation Warp Speed was going in the background, right? The Fauci's, the DARPA gang, all the Jews and all the Bourlas and the Moderna Jews and all the rest of these people. The brains behind Biden's stolen election scheme knew that they had to create a pretext to close down the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Otherwise, the American people would have witnessed a nearly empty mall after being told that POTUS imposter Joe Biden supposedly received the most votes in U.S. election history. Key points. By literally hijacking the peaceful protest attended by the Patriot Movement on January 6, 2021, the feds and their numerous co-conspirators made sure the Capitol building was breached so that the meticulously choreographed event could be deceitfully labeled an insurrection. Once that absurd propaganda was widely disseminated by the CIA's Mockingbird media, the incoming Biden administration had sufficient justification to cancel most of the inaugural events that are usually attended by the victorious side of the electorate. And I'll just throw in here, due to his cognitive disabilities as well. He got to skip a lot of that stuff. Remember, they would call a lid. They use that term every day for the old guy. I mean, if he wasn't such a thug and gangster for so many decades, I'd feel sorry for the old buzzard. But he's a creep. Pedo, sicko, pervert, probably raped his own son and daughter, and so forth and so on. And now that he's lost his mind, they want us to feel sorry for him after he's done all this. Well, son of a bitch, they fired the prosecutor. Remember that whole thing at the CFR where he's shaking down the Ukrainians and saying, you better fire this prosecutor. Well, my plane's leaving in 6 hours, and then, son of a bitch, you're not getting the $1 billion. Well, they fired the prosecutor. You remember all that. Erecting massive metal fences throughout and cordoning off much of Washington, D.C. area only served to further send the false message that the right posed a serious threat to the incoming ultra-liberal administration. I would say ultra-Marxist Jesuit Jew administration. With a mall to be nearly empty, such an unparalleled spectacle of extreme embarrassment would have been perceived by the American people as proof positive that Biden-Harris team outright stole the 2020 presidential election, which they obviously did. This is why the crucial photograph posted above of the January 21st inauguration was so carefully planned out, for this was the only way the Democrats to further promote their utterly false narrative of a legit Biden victory and to avoid certain ridicule and searing accusations about the most rampant vote fraud ever. Any objective analysis of the January 6th black op conducted by the Democratic Party, FBI, CIA, Capitol Police, etc., will lead the reader to one primary conclusion. Team Biden had to suspend the traditional Inauguration Day ceremonies, or else the election theft crime spree would have been exposed big time. The ridiculous J6 congressional hearings are also being conducted in an attempt to further legitimize the many bogus allegations lodged against Trump, his inner circle, and any patriot who showed up in D.C. on that day. And in point of fact, the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th quote-unquote attack is such a transparent farce and kangaroo court that has only inflamed the truth movement to really find out what happened. This post contributes majorly toward that end, so please widely circulate, blah, blah, blah. And that makes a really, really good point. On top of everything else, they're sitting there and be like, we ain't going to be able to probably get 20,000 people to show up after this whole goofy thing. We've got to run some sort of an op. And so they run a honey trap, and a lot of people got sucked into it, and a lot of poor people right now are sitting in jail. While other goofy things, now, this was up on Gateway Pundit this week. So former ABC, NBC, and CNN cameraman who threatened to kill GOP rep Matt Gaetz and his family sentenced to home confinement. Okay. So this guy, he's a former camera guy for all the libtard networks. He was threatening to kill Matt Gaetz and any future children he has. So his name was Eugene Hulsman, 58, arrested in L.A. on an indictment returned by a federal grand jury in Pensacola. He was threatened to put a bullet in Gaetz and his future children. Tell Matt Gaetz to watch his back. Tell him to watch his children. He told Gaetz' office on January 9th, according to a two-page indictment shielding the lawmaker's name as MG that was obtained by Law and Crime. I'm coming for him. He's going to effing die. I'm going to effing kill him. Watch your back. I'm coming for you. I'm coming to pull a bullet in you and one of your effing kids, too. The indictment was filed under seal in May 2021, but there was no effort to arrest him until Congressman Gaetz complained on the House floor about the Justice Department not taking threats against him seriously enough. Well, the Justice Department is the legal arm of the Cheka NKVD, okay? So this thing goes one way. As we know, there is no justice in the Justice Department unless you're a Marxist and you're one of their fellow travelers. Then you'll get all the justice you need, and you'll get a slap on the wrist if you do something wrong. This guy, Hulsman, was sentenced to home confinement, probation, and fined $10,000 for threatening to kill a sitting congressman. Now, we know what happened to the Lee Zeldin the other week. Now, some people say that that's fake and so forth and so on. And who knows? But the guy was booked and released, and then he got picked up by the feds. So he's on home confinement. And so meanwhile, Trump supporters have been rotting in the D.C. gulag for over a year, walking around the Capitol and taking selfies on January 6th. So the two-tier system, there's just more. Every day you see something and you see, my gosh, it's like we're living in this dystopic world where anybody that's normal and has any kind of a traditional Americana viewpoint, they now are completely discriminated against and really raked over the coals, while the people that want to completely blow the country up and put us under a, you know, totalitarian, technocratic system, and there's a lot of useful idiots out here believe in the climate change garbage, believe in the J6 stuff, the anti-gun stuff. You know, there's these anti-gunners running around with guns trying to assassinate Supreme Court justices. Okay, so part of the thing with the guy that tried to kill Kavanaugh was Roe v. Wade and allegedly the gun stuff. This is like, but you're going to bring a gun to kill him. The least you could do is bring some other method of assassination. If you're an anti-gunner, why would you bring a gun? You see, this is the mental illness, the duplicity, the whatever. Just insane. Let me get into Protocol 20 real quick, okay? Our rule in which the king will enjoy the legal fiction that everything in his state belongs to him will be enabled to resort to the lawful confiscation of all sums of every kind or the regulation of their circulation in the state. From this follows that taxation will best be covered by a progressive tax on property. You know, here in Missouri, the communists throughout the years, they passed a personal property tax and a real estate tax. I know some states still don't have that sort of thing. So even if you've got buy your own car, even if you got a boat, anything like that, and you've got the title for it and you allegedly own it, every year you've got to pay tribute to the rotten government of Missouri to own something that you're already supposed to own. And if not, they're going to fine the hell out of you. And if you, they've also got real estate tax to where you have to pay in, and the lion's share of your real estate tax goes right into the communist public school system where they teach black kids that white people are evil and et cetera, et cetera. And they do the whole grooming thing and the tranny stuff and the LGBT blah, blah, blah stuff and all to your kids. And guess what? And you got to pay for it or they're going to put a lien on your house. If you own a house and it's paid off, the bank doesn't have squat on it, you got a title and blah, blah, blah. If you don't pay them real estate taxes for long enough, they're going to put a lien on your house, and eventually they'll kick you out of your house, and you'll no longer have it. That's communism. That's Protocols of Zion, progressive real estate and property taxes. That's Communist Manifesto, and we're living under it. Now, there's some stuff up on the NC Renegade site, ncrenegade.com. And this is, look, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with this, but I find a couple of these articles pretty worthwhile to kind of, let's just say, read. The United States is dead. Anyone who thinks it's worth saving is living in a fantasy world. The Constitution is an empty shell. It was once a worthy document, but over time it was dismantled by a passive populist and unconstitutional act such as the Johnson Amendment. I would say it was dismantled by lawyers, first and foremost. People that are supposed to know the law better than the average populace, right? Supposed to. Now, we're all at fault here for letting all this unconstitutional baloney get slowly boiling frog style implemented throughout the years. The country is racing towards a demographic replacement of its founding stock. That's white people, with groups that have no investment in Anglo-Saxon governance or economics. Whereas the Democrats openly embrace these quote-unquote new Americans, the Republicans are just as bad. The two-party system is almost indistinguishable. And I put almost in there. They both hate that which the United States was, and they seek to change it into something more like Mexico. There is no saving a dead country, walk away, Dixie. Are you still waiting for some hero out of the federal system to save us, such as a heroic FBI agent or a conservative judge? Think again. We should have known that back in 1992 with Ruby Ridge, or 1993 with the massacre of the Branch Davidians. But back then, we were still high on the Reaganite American opium. In 2016, federal agents literally tried to steal an election by colluding with one political party to negate the will of another political party and then his presidency. And then I would say the whole time during 2016, look at the sabotage and the willful disregard for a lot of orders that Trump even put in. And look, Trump, he's got his own things to answer for with warp speed and everything else. Federal agents openly wiretapped the elected president of the U.S. and his governing officials, then leaked this information to their allies in the press. Those are not the acts of a functioning constitutional republic. Those are the actions of a dead country. No one is coming to save us. The United States is dead. It's time for Dixie to walk away. And this is right, written from kind of a Southern perspective. And now you've got this other... and this is called some clarifications. An article is posted on this site concerning the death of the United States. While the author had some valid points, I have some issues with the following statements. And I'm not going to say I agree with some of his clarifications or having issues with some of the following statements, but I want to read it just so people can think. Engage in ethno-nepotism. Stop buying from stores where the staff is black. Stop hiring Mexicans to do your yard work. Now's the time to act like them. Blacks only hire fellow blacks. Mexicans follow fellow Mexicans. Indians fellow Indians, etc., etc. We need to start doing the same. Your dry cleaner should be Southern. If not Southern, he should be white. Your barber should be white. Your restaurant should be white. Spend your money with your own people. Need your car fixed? Avoid the local chain if you can. Spend local, spend Southern, spend white. And in sum, walk away, Dixie, secede personally, then by family, ultimately by community and state. For those who say there are too many blacks in the South to successfully secede, I say trust Southerners to handle blacks. They will leave when federal subsidies end and laws reestablished. I promise you there will be no state funerals in a free South for black criminals choking on their own drug use. For those who say there are too many Yankee transplants, carpetbaggers, to successfully succeed, I say, trust Southerners to handle Yankees too. They'll leave when the environment is no longer welcoming to them. I would love nothing more than to ask for a passport at the Florida-Georgia line when seeing a New York license plate approach. My personal philosophy, this is the other guy saying that he had problems with what I just read. My personal philosophy that everyone gets a clean slate once the collapse happens. Okay? What defines the collapse? That is up to every individual, but I believe most of us hold to the same criteria for its definition. What happens next? The rule of law must be upheld without exception in order to sustain a just and moral society. A two-tier justice system or different penalties for the same crime will not build confidence in the new government. How we treat our fellow man is critical, both in building a new country and how the Lord will view us. Now, here's what's crazy. The collapse, unfortunately, I think is already been planned out, and already these characters have the next system ready to roll right in, and we know what it is. It's technocracy. It is digital IDs. It is smart cities. You know, the UN and the World Economic Forum just came out this week that said, you know what, we really don't want individuals owning cars. That's basically saying, you little slime goy below the managerial class, we don't think that you're really should be owning cars. Okay, now we got the bug pushers, the cannibalism pushers that's all floating around in the media, the UN digital wallet stuff. So they've got this thing. So what I'm looking at is there's going to be this time, what appears to be a short time of chaos, where they collapse the one system and they bring the second one through. This is probably, and this is just my kind of guesstimation, it is probably the best time to smash their system, is before they can put the new digital complete panopticon level technocracy in. And so they're going to, and this is probably, as they know, is probably their weak point. So they probably want to make this as quick as possible between going off the U.S. dollar type paper, what's left of the paper currency, bank runs, this whole kind of thing, famine, shelves empty, no police on the street for a short period of time. They don't have enough military in our country, and they don't have enough federal agents in our country to fully police this thing. And so we have to look for the foreign occupying force pretty quickly, I would say, if and when this collapse happens, you know, in the very near future, because they're not going to want to leave a lot of loose ends hanging out here for very long. So it's going to be somebody up there at the Rothschild, you know, Vatican, you know, bank, black nobility, the people that throw trillions around, these people are going to pull the plug and then reorganize this thing. And they want to do it all through this blockchain stuff, and where everything is on a ledger. And I've been playing this stuff for months. So there's got to be this time period, though, that I think that they don't want it to be this way, but that's going to be where they're at their weakest, transitioning into this new system, where the chaos will be kind of at a maximum. And then, but I don't think the education level out here is, let's just say, up to snuff enough for us probably to mount some sort of effective, you know, thrust to take these people out of power. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I walk back before me, cut to the sympathy, fog hung low like my heavy heart, but it won't break.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, we had some 100-year crazy floods, you know, a foot of rain in some parts of the St. Louis area in a number of hours. And a lot of people lost everything. And it's more extreme weather coming. You know, Vegas flash flooded, went underwater. Arizona's in danger of it. Kentucky, Virginia, Mississippi, parts of Tennessee are in the next whatever. And I just, with these goons tampering with our weather, and then blaming us for it, just, you know, it burns me up to no end. Now look, could some of this have been natural and so forth? You know, this is, I go back and forth between this. You know, you read these Air Force 2025 documents, weather is a force multiplier and control, you know, can owning the weather by 2025, same year that we're supposed to be pretty much depopulated. I mean, people's cars were underwater, the entire thing. Homes up in the northern part of St. Louis County, like Catholic shrine from the 1700s, underwater. These, you know, these creeks and so forth that kind of roll behind the town and the strip mall, these things just freaking overwhelm people sitting in their cars. It's just crazy. So there's a lot of extreme weather and flooding on the horizon right here. And what's so crazy is it happened, and then like a couple days later, we had another big old rainfall, and then some of the people that got flooded the first time, they got the same thing. Boom, hit them again. Very, very nuts. So Alex Jones and his organization gets hit with this big judgment by these kangaroo courts. You know, I was listening to Dr. Fetzer. He was on with Giuseppe and Scorpio, and he was talking about Alex Jones and kind of the parallels between their two cases in these kangaroo courts. And so Dr. Fetzer actually had some, he's kind of had some kind of thoughts that Jones and his, you know, Owen Schroyer having to testify. Owen Schroyer, he's got a bunch of stuff that he's dealing with. You know, he puts a piece of tape over his mouth in the Capitol, and he gets arrested. He's at January 6th. He's outside. He's facing charges over that due to the fact that he was in the Capitol and put a piece of tape over his mouth, blah, 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 blah. Very, very, you know, the lawfare in these courts. You know, and I've been listening to Bob Barnes and some of these guys talking, and these lawyers, and you're just like, you know, these bar associations that would tolerate this sort of just total just disregard for trial by jury and all these things. I mean, as far as, you know, I'm hard on these lawyers, as you guys know. I think that they're a cancer. A large swath of them are a cancer on the country due to the fact that they could sit there and. And we know about de jure versus de facto and the 14th Amendment and all these things that people on RBN all these years have talked about, and the creation of this false system to run parallel to the de jure system, to where the most of the masses don't even understand that you've got two systems here. And you know, you get into this whole thing with admiralty and sovereignty and, you know, the Roger Sales stuff. And I've got his book, From Sovereign to Serf. And, you know, I've been reading this stuff for a long time. But this really just lets you know how far we are down the star chamber level, to where they declare these people guilty without juries. I mean, it's just so insane. So I got a caller that's breaking into the program. I got a lot to cover, caller. Andy in Texas, come on up, and you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. I'll be brief. But, you know, a year or so ago we were talking, you said, you know, when the Shiite hits the fan, you're going to go after the 5G towers, which is an awesome idea. But at the same time, yeah, we got to look at the Doppler radar. Doppler radar isn't what these people are telling us on your local news, saying we got this new Doppler. No, it's creating the weather. It's weather. It's,
yeah, well,
so
you got those. You got those NASA big facilities that shoot out clouds right there from the ground. You got a lot of different things that manipulate this weather. So, I mean, you know. Yeah, you know, you got your Doppler radar. You got these NASA big freaking machines that out there just create cloud formations. You've got the, you've got everything else that the Air Force and NASA have to manipulate the weather on us. I mean, and then people are looking at the, from the geoengineering, they're finding the graphene in the rain. I mean, it's just so over the top that you're just like, it's so all encompassing, this demonic, intent on, they can't just leave the world alone. They have to screw with it in every way possible, all the way down to our DNA, where they're, you know, now they're admitting, oh yeah, this stuff does go in and rewrite your DNA and create you into something else, but what are you going to do about it? Yeah, and look, people are really, when things do happen, those towers, these millimeter wave towers, man, they, people are going to have to take these things out, mark where they're at, and because this is part of how they're going to monitor everybody, and that's really the reason why I put that out there.
All right, hey, that's good enough for me, Robert. Do some checking on those Dopplers. Maybe you can give us a little more information on it. I got a lot of information, but you don't have time for it. So get on with your business. All right. Thank you for your time, Robert.
All right, see ya. Talking about kind of that, let's, Mr. Producer, let's get clip three ready. This is Karen Kingston talking to Mr. Fulmich, right? And, you know, Mike Adams touched on this a while back, and, you know, it was like, okay, that's Mike Adams saying that. But then Kingston, you know, and she's around in the Stu Peters kind of circle over there that gets interviewed by him quite often. But let's listen to clip three.
There's 200 publications on how this was deployed, mm-hmm. how the pandemic was deployed using aerosolized nanotech and drones. So, again, people just didn't think, I don't know, they didn't think we'd read the documents. So we all know the intelligence community works with the Pentagon, works with DARPA, and they have developed advanced lipid nanotechnology for purposes of creating aerosol delivery of bioweapons. Professor James Giordano, who works with the DOD, the Pentagon, and intelligence community out of Georgetown University, is a professor of neuroethics, neuroscience, and neurotechnology. We know that they have invested in lipid nanotechnology. We know that they use gene editing technology. We know that they can do aerosol attacks to make people morbidly sick, but not mortally sick, to basically deploy a way to make people scared, you know. Dr. James Giordano has talked about this specifically, and that the DOD, DARPA, and Pentagon have this technology.
All right, so that kind of is right there where Adams and others have talked about the possibility that at the nano level, drone release types of, let's just say, nano lipid bioweapons. And then, you know, I'm watching these warning videos about intercourse with the vaxxed, and the same vids that say you can't even touch them, and some say vids are talking about unvaxxed women just being around the vaxxed and are having menstrual complications. I mean, what a way to spread something, you know, through the population. But it still makes me wonder, you know, you're seeing these people collapsing that have taken these. So I'm looking at the fact that, okay, you're taking this into your muscular tissue. They're shooting this stuff right into your muscular tissue. And this stuff's moving around in your body, creating these large, crazy looking John Carpenter, the thing looking clots being taken out of people. I'm wondering if those of us, you know, out here that are around vaxxed people, whether that sort of level of structures can be built in us versus those that have taken the shot. And I hopefully that's a big no. The worst thing that can happen to those of us that have did not take these needles into our body is that, yeah, some of that might shed off on you and you might have some sickness, but no, the nano antenna superstructure clot stuff is not, you know, the drilling down into your DNA is not being changed. I hope that that's the correct answer, but I right at this present time, I can't, you know, answer that. I hope, you know, to God that, you know, just because we're exposed to people and being around people that have taken these things, that it doesn't fully rub off on us and we're going to turn into this whole, you know, transhuman like those that have taken the things are. So let's get clip one ready, Mr. Producer. This is the latest from Gonzalo Lira. It's kind of interesting. Go ahead and let's play that one.
So remember that medicine that many people were supposed to take, were obliged to take, mandated to take, or else they'd lose their jobs? You know the medicine I'm talking about. Well, there's some interesting data coming in. You see, you can hide a lot of stuff, and you can bullshit your way through a lot more, right? But there's one thing that you can't really bullshit. You can't, like, explain it away. Remember, you know, that they're saying that a recession, they used to say that a recession was two consecutive quarters of negative growth, and now all of a sudden they redefined it, right? Yeah, you know, you might be able to redefine a recession, but you can't redefine what it is to be alive or to be not alive. See, if a person is alive or dead, that's a binary. If a person exists or does not exist, it's a binary. Something horrifying is happening, and very few people are paying attention, but a few are paying attention very carefully, and they are freaking out, and with very, very good reason. Well, you see, what's happened, starting really like around January of this year, is there have been two things going on. Number one, there are more deaths. And the number of deaths is increasing every month. Now, these are not deaths from COVID, from cancer, from myocarditis, from anything. No, it's all causes. All causes. Now, this is worrisome because you see, the graph of deaths is very steady. You could put, you know, 10 years together of graphs, and they're going to parallel each other very, very closely. The variation is going to be very minor. And there are going to be certain moments during the year where there are more deaths, like, you know, Christmas, New Year's. There's always more deaths at that time of year. Yeah, for various reasons. People commit suicide. People hold on until Christmas Day and stuff like that. Anyway, the point is that the graphs are very, very similar. But starting in January of this year, the graph that is, you know, always very steady, it's starting to go up month over month. All causes, like I said. But interestingly enough, the age groups tend to correspond to the people who got the you-know-what. Now, that's issue number one, mortality. Now, there's issue number two, natality. You're married, you love your wife loves you, and you say, let's have a baby. And you try and try, and, you know, maybe she gets pregnant, maybe she doesn't. You know, it happens. But you're only paying attention to your thing, right? But when you look at things statistically, insofar as natalities are concerned, again, it's very steady. The graph is exceedingly steady year over year. You put together, again, 10 graphs of 10 years, and all the lines are pretty much going to parallel one another. And they're going to be very, very close. Except starting in January of this year. Now, there is one graph I saw, I think it was Great Britain, that the first month they saw a drop in natality of a little over 5%. And that was like, whoa, that's weird. And then the next month it was a little over 8%. And then the month after that it was 11%. The drop in natality is increasing. And people are seeing it all over the place. In Taiwan, it's something like over 25% at this point. And you could say, well, it's Taiwan. They're worried about China. The rate of mortality is increasing. And the natality is decreasing.
And that's childbirths.
Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't, you know, I'm telling you something, you know, and you can be like, oh, he's full of shit. No, what I want you to do is go look for it yourself. I mean, come on, you're an adult, you know how to read and write, and you've got Google. I mean, if you're watching me, you've got access to the internet. So Google it. Google it for yourself. Spend the 10, 20 minutes that it takes. Instead of like playing, I don't know, what stupid game, spend the 10 to 20 minutes to look up the data for yourself. And you're going to find that data.
All right, go ahead and stop that.
More people are dying.
So get clip 13 ready. So to piggyback on that, I just saw this good old Bill Maher. So everybody on the right was in love with Bill Maher because he's going off the woke this and that, and he's saying the left is crazy and blah, 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 blah. And so then he made him a nice little kind of a niche into the some of the pseudo-conservatives. So let's listen to him. It shouldn't be Bill Maher. It should be Bill Malthus. Clip 13. Go ahead and roll that.
And finally, new rule, the recent report that informed us that in November of this year, the population of the Earth will hit 8 billion is not good news. And those who regard it as such should be treated for TikTok brain. The Secretary General of the United Nations, of all people, said that welcoming our 8 billionth person was an occasion to celebrate our diversity. Yes, what a comfort that people of all races will be contributing to an already unsustainable carbon footprint and choking and starving equally.
Carbon footprint. Carbon footprint.
Have you seen what has been happening with the climate in recent years? Did you see England last week? England is pretty far north, but the runways are melting. Our farmland is shrinking due to scorching temperatures and drought. One out of four people on Earth is food insecure, what we used to call hungry. And billions face some form of water scarcity. Water isn't the only thing we're running out of. Clean air,
drilling under Lake
quality
Mead,
soil,
draining it, yeah.
Rainforests, yeah. Wetlands, the precious metals that make our phones work. We're even running out of sand. Sand, which may not seem important, but without it, you can't make concrete or glass, like for windows, so you can look outside and see the world ending.
All this alarmism. It's all alarmism.
And all of this is not unrelated to there being ever more people on Earth who tend to use things. Tracy Stone Manning is our director of the Bureau of Land Management, and she said, if there were fewer of us, we would have less impact. We must consume less, and more importantly, we must breed fewer consuming humans. Yes, I thought this was a duh. And until very recently, it was. But now there's a growing movement of people more worried about population decline. Decline, that's what we should be celebrating. But Elon Musk says,
the biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
Oh, come on, of all the excuses not to wear a condom. That one checks the game.
You can stop it there. But, you know, Bill Maher, who's been in the darling of the conservatives for a while now, he's putting forth perfect World Economic Forum, UN talking points, Malthusian stuff. So he knows where his bread is buttered. And he's the guy that said anything to clear – he's like, I'm pro-death, anything to get the freeway moving. Remember that? You know, just because people pack into certain areas doesn't mean that the entire world – is overpopulated. And this is where these guys, they get into this echo chamber groupthink. Some of our cities, they are densely, I mean, you look at Lagos, Nigeria, I mean, you look at some of these places and it's a horror story. The floating slums out there and all this stuff, and we know about all this. But as far as the entire world, see, people want to project that onto the entire world that the whole thing is overpopulated and so forth and so on. So Bill Maher, he's still Bill Maher, so don't, you know, get it twisted. So the latest on Hal Turner report, China sanctions Nancy Pelosi, refused entry into China and Taiwan. Okay, so they're saying that she's been sanctioned. She can't get into China or Taiwan. We'll see what happens. There's reports that she's being escorted by 15 fighter aircraft. This whole psyop with Pelosi, Miss Jesuit Speaker of the House, very, very interesting. You know, Newsom, I covered him a couple weeks ago. He's an old Santa Clara boy, Jesuits. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, they're all surrounded by Jews, but then they've got these Jesuits in the background. Pelosi's the first person to have a Jesuit come do a prayer, I believe, on the House floor. Very, very interesting to watch all this play out. And why is the Speaker of the House running around playing Secretary of State? You know, you got this Jew Blinken, Anthony Blinken, and then you got Pelosi running around. So it's pretty fascinating in the history of the Jesuit order with China. It's a whole can of worms you can open up if you'd like. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Second hour coming up.
I hit my fair share of hard times. In my life, I must confess, when it comes down to living, Lord knows I'm living it up the best. He's the best, now he's the rest. I guess there is a road to nowhere, and that road it leads to me. If you're headed out to somewhere,
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.